Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. So just for me, because the semester is starting, I can't even really think about doing another text for a couple of weeks.
That's fine.
We'll work on this for a while, and then once I get into the rhythm of the school, then I can do more and want to do more also. So, page 3. Who wants to start?
I'll start. Vaishamyam api prapta thayadhanaha sadha atmanaha sancharan
It should be a double cha.
It's hard to see.
Yeah.
Satchara navratam to payanti.
Go payanti.
Go payanti.
Good.
Alright. So it's Vaishamyam, which means the definitions I found were difficulty, calamity, inequality, and injustice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's neuter.
It really has a sense of difficulty or calamity.
Okay. And
but all of them, yeah.
I wasn't quite sure what to do with that, so I'm not sure if it's neuter. I mean, I'm not sure if it's nominative or accusative, so I can come back to that after we see how far I got. And then upi, which I think is even here.
Mm-hmm.
And prapta is masculine, nominative, plural, I think.
Mm, so praptaha.
Praptaha. And it means attained, won, mm-hmm. suffered, present, or proper. And I thought it meant attained here.
Yeah, and it usually does.
Okay.
Pra plus op. Usually, or op or prop means to gain or to attain. That's the common meaning of it.
And diarrhea. Tairya, it's a compound, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tairya Tanaha is wealth of fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's masculine, nominative, plural. It's not.
It's going to be a Bahuvrihi compound, and I think it says that in the back. One, those who have a wealth of.
So it's describing the sadhus, which is the next word, which is also in the masculine, nominative, plural.
Right.
And then we have atmanaha,
mm-hmm.
which is either ablative or genitive singular.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how to use that. Is it? It's
being used reflexively. So it would be if the subject of the sentence is sadhavaha, the sadhus, the good people, then atmanaha would be in the genitive. It's in the genitive singular, but sadhavaha is in the plural.
Yeah.
But then we would say each one of theirs, their.
Oh, each one of their spirits?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, each one of
no, just
oh,
each one of them.
Right.
Reflexive.
I forgot about that.
So, they're satchananavratam, right?
Okay, reflexive. Oh, no. Okay, each one of them. I'm just picking up.
Mm-hmm. In English, we'd just say there, but the context is each one of their vows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a collective group.
Okay.
Because the charanavritam is also in the singular, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and that's vows. And is that the accusative?
Yeah.
Okay. Vow of virtuous conduct.
See, I thought it was the vow of the virtuous conduct of the individual soul.
Of the person, of the sadhu, of the subject.
Right.
See, if I say, I am doing my sadhana, that I would use swa or atmanaha. It's reflexive, back to the subject.
Okay.
So that's something important to know, right, about the word atma. It's not just going to be the self or the body or the mind. It's also often used
reflexive.
Oh, it
came a lot in book one, I think.
It comes a lot, yeah.
Reflexive back to subject, so it will always refer back to.
It can be used other ways too. It can be used like the self or like the body or the mind or the sense organs could be referred.
But I always forget that, and it's like the honorific.
Yeah, you forget the honorific. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, and so then next we have, oh, we did that, the vow of virtues or the vows.
The vow of good conduct.
The vow of good conduct. Neuter accusative.
Mm-hmm.
And then gopayanti, which is present third person plural, which is to protect.
Right.
To protect. So I wasn't sure what to do with the difficulty.
Well, leave the uppy off for the time being.
Okay.
And if you read backwards from sadhavaha, then just read backwards from there.
Sadhus, wealth of fortitude, sadhus who have attained wealth of fortitude.
I would say like this, if you take Daryadanaha as a bahuvrahi, what that would mean, which we'll learn, they're giving this in advance. So you really have to look up the meaning. If you look up the meaning, it would say those for whom there is a wealth of fortitude. So that would just be, you don't need propta for Daryadanaha. Sadhus, good people who have a wealth of fortitude.
Okay. Good people who have a wealth of fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
Protect.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good people who have a wealth of fortitude.
Who have obtained.
Who have obtained a wealth of fortitude.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Sadhus. Who have fortitude, who have are very strong, right? Dana means that have a wealth,
right,
an abundance of fortitude,
mm-hmm,
who have gained. So propta has a past passive participle used adjectivally.
Oh,
so the sadhus who have gained even adversity. So even, but even doesn't really make sense here, so it can be used as
or
even
in adversity.
Yeah, but. That's the idea. Even in sadhus who have obtained means have reached that state,
mm-hmm,
of adversity, even a state of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
That vaisham is also it's a tadita that gives the sense of abstraction. So vaisham could be a state of adversity, a state of difficulty. So the sadhus for whom there is a wealth of courage, whatever word we're using for that,
mm-hmm,
who have gained, who have come into a state of, even a state of adversity. Propta means to attain, to gain, to reach.
Yeah, because arrived at was what I wrote.
Arrived at, yeah.
Arrived at a calamity.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might not say it that way in English, but propta has that sense of gaining, reaching, attaining,
okay,
to. So, sadhus, the good people who have Darya,
mm-hmm,
who have attained even or experiencing even a state of calamity or adversity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the subject, the clause of the subject.
Okay.
Then take it from there, from the sadhus of the subject.
They protect, each one of them protects their vows.
Yeah, you could just say.
Their vows, protects vows.
And because the Atmanaha Satcharanavrutam is in the singular.
Mm-hmm.
Each sadhu protects their vows. They don't have a collective vow, but the sadhus protect their vows. In English, we'd say the sadhus protect their vows, but you have to understand it's each of their individual vows.
Okay.
Do you see it now?
Yeah, makes sense.
What about the gopayati? Gopayanti. What's the root?
It's a go. It's goop.
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 And right, it's number one in your number one here.
Yeah.
Goop takes guna and adds aya. It's common in Vedanta, so you should make note.
Number one, number ten is the
number one here in the on page one.
Goop
to protect, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to read it out loud?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Vaishyamapi praptam.
Vaishyamapi praptam.
Dhairyadhanaha.
Dhairyadhanaha.
Sadhva atmanaha.
Sadhva atmanaha.
Sacharana vratam.
Sacharana vratam.
Gopayanti.
Gopayanti.
Good.
Svajana viyogena yaptitam me mano manaha nishta shunyam brahmativa. So I have Svajana viyogena is a masculine noun. Instrumental, it means by, with, or through one's own relations. It's really a compound of the Sva.
Yes, three, right? Svajana.
Yeah.
One's own family, one's own people. Yeah.
Actually, I didn't really try to break it down because he gave it to us as one.
That's because they haven't taught compounds
right.
yet, so you can just take the meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just curious. So, just if we could break it down, it would be good.
Well,
like so, that John is family
of oneself, so that would be a tet purusha,
right.
Between Swa and Jenna.
Okay.
The family of oneself.
Okay.
Then, viyogena means by the separation.
Oh, okay. Vyo,
so,
the V in the.
Yeah, viyogena.
So that separates the joining.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. So that's from.
I think it seems like it's ablative, but I actually think viyoga governs the instrumental. I'd have to look it up. By separation with, you want ablative, but by separation from, which would be, you know, a functioning tet purusha.
Right. Okay.
But there's going to be a case relationship between, you know.
Okay. No, I just didn't I didn't realize that meant.
Oh, yeah.
That was the prefix to separate the.
Right.
Okay. So the next word is yatitam, which is a past passive participle. And it's in the, I don't know what it is, but I do have a translation. I just, it's in the nominative. Wait,
it should be nominative.
Yeah, nominative.
Yeah.
And may is the dative of asmat.
Why did you take it as may dative? May
I didn't take it as dative of me. I mean, I took it as genitive.
Genitive, right.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm just.
You mean
when
genitive.
I do this, I write out all the possibilities, and then when I translate it, I circle the right ones. But
right.
I had both circled here, and then.
So it's genitive.
Yeah, it's genitive in this sense.
Yeah.
And then mano is manaha,
mm-hmm.
which is from manas,
mm-hmm.
and this is the subject.
And manas is neuter, right?
Yes, it's neuter noun. And then nishta. Shunyam, those two words there. Nishta is.
Nishta.
Nishta is a feminine noun in stem form, which means being fixed or fixity.
Or stable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Settled
yeah,
in.
Settled
strong
in.
Strong.
And nishta means void, so it's a.
Shunyam means void.
I'm sorry, shunyam means void.
Yeah.
I'm just tired today.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a genitive tat purush, so it means void of. Unsteadiness.
That's right. Devoid of.
Devoid of.
Steadiness.
Steadiness. Kind of restless or whatever. Then Brahm Ativa. This one, I have no idea if this is correct, but I took it as, well, the root is Brahm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a third person present singular, Brahmati.
Mm-hmm.
Parasmaipada. And then we have vowel sandhi. And then we have Iva.
Right.
That took me forever. I went nuts with this one.
Oh,
I didn't even know Eva existed as a possible word.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, so tell me what it was.
Okay,
again.
It's two words.
Okay.
Brahmati, just the regular class one, third person, present singular.
Oh, that's the one that you're
talking about. And then the vowel tandi of the two.
Brahmati,
Eva.
Eva.
I kept saying it should be Eva, but it won't work as Eva.
So you have to make note of this word,
oh,
Eva.
Sorry,
it's an indeclinable. It comes all the time in Vedanta, as though, like, right?
Yeah.
And Eva is emphasis, right?
Well, Brahmati is just regular.
Yeah, Brahmati, Eva.
For a long time, I thought it was the adverb Ativa.
Ativa, yeah.
So I went crazy. I was like, but it doesn't fit. It's just so... okay, so that means to... roam about, to wander, or also to be agitated or confused is another meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The translation, I don't know if this is right. I said, afflicted by separation from my loved ones, my restless mind is agitated as it were.
Yeah, Brahm, probably since they have the Eva, Brahm means to like wander around, lost.
Okay.
So you could say my mind is wandering around without any sense of stability. However you want to say that.
Or restless.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Eva, you don't need that my mind is as though restless, because we say my mind is restless, mind is agitated. But Brahm is often used like somebody gets lost in the forest and they're just wandering around, circling aimlessly.
Okay.
You know, kind of lost and deluded. So. I think that's the meaning there because of the Eva.
Okay.
So my mind is as though wandering around, lost, devoid of any stability.
Okay.
Wherever they say for nishta, shunyam, without any nishta, without any...
I changed it as my restless mind. In other words, I use that to call it restless.
Well, you can. That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as you know what's inside, why you're saying restless.
Yeah.
You know?
From the nishta.
From nishta, shunyam. So my mind, afflicted, affected by separation from my loved ones, is as though wandering around lost without any stability, sense of stability, however you want to say.
Okay.
That's good. You have three.
Svajana Viyogena.
Svajana Viyogena.
Vyatitam.
Vyatitam.
Memano.
Nemano,
Nishthashunyam,
Nishthashunyam,
Brahmativa,
Brahmativa.
Good. Do you want to try?
I'll try.
Yeah, try. Just ask questions.
Marge Vanyanam, Kusumanam, Amodam Upajikrantau, Tau, Dampati, Rishi, Rashram,
it's actually Rishehe Ashramam.
Rishehe Ashramam Agachatam. So, Marge will be locative on the path.
Mm-hmm.
Vanyanam, it sounds like it's genitive, but I'm not sure it's something with the forest. But
if you take it, Vanyanam, Kusumanam.
Kusumanam is definitely genitive, right?
That means
so of the flowers.
Flowers which are in the forest.
Okay, so vanyanam
comes from, vanyam comes from vanam. Vanam means forest. Vanyam is a tadita, means belonging to the forest. So the forest flowers, the flowers which belong to the forest. So on the path of the flowers which belong to the forest, which are of the forest.
On the path of the flowers. Which
are growing there in the forest, to get out of that.
Yeah, off the forest. And then I think that the next one is, is that Amodam?
Amodam.
Amodam, and then Upajikrantau. Amodam, I don't know what Amodam.
Who knows? Amodam.
Fragrant?
Fragrant.
Okay, so that sounds like it's in the accusative.
Mm-hmm.
So the fragrance on the. Okay.
The fragrance of the flowers,
right.
Growing in the belonging to the forest.
And then the next word is upajikrantau,
mm-hmm.
and that looks like upa is a preposition,
mm-hmm.
maybe. And then the ending looks like couldn't be dual.
It is dual. It's actually a present participle in the dual. Because so, Tao is dual, right? You see the Tao
right,
there?
Right, right, that's what I'm thinking. So
and then and Tao, it's present participle, that's why you have that nasal there. Upa Jigran Tao.
And so Jigran, so the root is Jigran?
Look on number, page 2, number 6.
Gra to smell, oh I see.
And you so see what it changes the, into?
Gra to smell, instrument, all the first substitute in the conjugational tenses, Jigra.
Jigra.
Okay, so gra goes to Jigra.
Right.
Okay, so then Jigran Tao.
Upa Jigran Tao.
Upa Jigran Tao. So upa would be upon, is that the...
No, it's just as you approach the flowers, the okay. scent, you know, comes, but it's not construed.
But it's dual still.
It's still dual.
Right. Of the two flowers. But the kusumanam are plural.
So, but you would take plural. Tao. Now you have to find the subject. So you have the object here, the fragrance of the flowers belonging to the forest along the path. Then...
Okay, so should I go on maybe?
Yeah, go on.
Jigran Tao. So Tao is the... Tao is just that accusative or... that's also dual. Mm-hmm. So Tao is dual there of those two.
Those two. I would take it in the as a subject, though. You already have the accusative.
Okay, so that's the denominative, mm-hmm. not accusative. Dampati
is a word in the dual that means the husband and wife, and it's always in dual.
I see, so it's used, so it's always in dual, but it's...
Because it includes the husband and the wife. You translated it the husband and the wife.
Right.
And Dampati, when you say that, it's in the dual because there's two. Mm-hmm. Husband and wife make two people.
So what is the substantive, and is there a declension there then?
Yeah, just like an e-ending noun. But in the dual, an e-ending noun, but only in the dual, because dampati includes means husband and wife, which is dual.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. It wouldn't have then.
It wouldn't go in the singular. It wouldn't go. No, it wouldn't have a singular form. Won't have a plural form. Only have a dual form.
Honestly.
Because it's a word for two.
It's like the couple.
Yeah. Yeah. Except they make. We don't do the couple in dual. Like one couple, yeah. Two couples.
I'm sorry, what was... You used the word substantive, and I saw that in the book, but I didn't...
Substantive means the noun, dampati. The substantive is like for Rama. You have Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, but the substantive is Rama. It's the actual noun itself before you put the endings on it.
So it's like the root of the verb or something like that?
It's whatever. Is it
like? No,
it's a word for noun.
Okay, just
a,
yeah.
As opposed to verb. Okay. But the substantive... is the actual noun, you know, like the noun manas. The substantive is manas. But then when you decline it, you know, it's manaha, manamsi,
right. Like that.
Right, so
that is like the...
Yeah, except it's used for nouns. You don't talk about verbs as substantives. Then you say the dhatu or the root.
But I mean, but in the same sense that you're going to the original...
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
what you find in the dictionary before you add the ending.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. So,
And then the next, then it's Rishehe Ashramam Agachatam.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rishehe, will that be? That's not going to be ablative or genitive, right? No, that would be Risha.
Rishehe, genitive. From Rishi.
So all
like Harehe.
Right. So that would be genitive singular. So that would be of the Rishi Ashram. So mm-hmm. Ashramam is accusative.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Agachatam is probably imperfect. And then Tam is dual, imperfect. So Agachatam will be they both went to the ashram of the Rishi.
Mm-hmm.
And
with a Tao, you would just say the husband and wife.
The husband and wife went to the ashram, to the Rishi's ashram, to the ashram of the Rishi, to the Rishi's ashram on... and so the smelling, the Jigran Tao, And they both smelled the...
Smelling.
The, smelling the flowers on the path.
The husband, the, that husband and wife.
Right.
Well, you could say well, or you don't need the well. Well, but because it's a present participle, you can say the well. Well smelling, or just smelling, the fragrance of the forest flowers along the path, on the path, went to the ashram of the rishi. Remember, when you use a present participle, it's showing simultaneous action.
Right.
At the main sentence is, they went to the ashram of the rishi. And what were they doing while they were going to the ashram of the rishi? Mm. They were smelling the fragrance of the flowers belonging to the forest, Marge, on the path. Mm. Along the path, on the path. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question back to Kusuma.
Kusumanam.
Kusumanam. Oh, God.
Genitive.
Typo. No, oh. I didn't realize he was genitive. Okay. I did get the sentence, but I just didn't realize here that I had.
Is it a typo in that handout that you
no,
got online?
No, this is just my own typo.
Oh, okay,
same
good.
Mistake.
All right. As long as it's not in the text,
yeah,
that would be.
No, that's fine.
So with that, is it clear? Kusumanam amodam?
Yeah, totally
yeah,
clear.
Totally clear. Are you clear, Kiki?
Yes.
Great. You did good job. Good job for winning
yeah,
it.
Great job. Yeah.
That's great.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
Marge vanyanam, marge vanyanam, kusumanam amodam, kusumanam amodam, upajikrantau, tau dampati, rishehe ashramam agachantam. Oh, sorry. Rishehe ashramam gachantam, gachitam.
Agachitam. Take it two words, first two words.
Okay. Rishehi ashramam.
Rishehi ashramam.
Agachatam.
Agachatam.
Maybe again. Rishehi ashramam. Agachatam. The uh makes it imperfect. The uh with the agachatam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Any questions on it? Are you okay? Just one note.
Oh.
The only thing that they're referring to verbally is number 6 on page 2. So, just to make sure that you understand, they're using that as an example of present participle. Upajigrantau. If you look at number 6 on page 2, from gra to smell.
Oh right.
And that comes all. Most of these come in Vedanta all of the time too, because here the 5 sense organs. So grana. Means smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Ayam shita akha shava yuhu tava guke.
I know it looks like that.
What is it?
It should be muke. That little line is very, very faint. So it looks like gu.
Oh.
So it should be mukhe. Mukha means face.
I did get that, but when I translated it, let me see here. I thought mukha was face too, but it said mouth when I looked it up.
Well, it could be mouth or face.
But my first thought was it was face.
Yeah,
I think they have it corrected in this book, because I was used going back and forth between the two books. Anyway, okay, so mukhe, karma, jan. Naha.
What did you say there? Mukhe, then I didn't hear you.
Mukhe.
Then?
And then it's Garma.
Mm-hmm.
Jan Naha.
Well, actually, it would be Garma Jan.
Garma Jan.
No, Ga. Garma Jan. That's one word. Garma Jan.
Garma Jan. Sway Dalavana.
Sway Dalavan.
Sway Dalavan. Ah. Chamati.
Good.
Ayam is nominative singular for this, or he.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Shita.
And it should be Shitaha, right?
Shitaha, yes. Yeah. Masculine. It's nominative singular, and that means cold.
Mm-hmm.
So this cold. Akasha And Vayu is a compound. So the wind in the sky, and it's in the nominative singular. And then we have Tava, genitive singular of you or your. Muke is face, locative singular, in or on the face, on your face. So this cold wind in the sky on your face. Garamajan is accusative plural, meaning caused by heat. And then we have Swedalaban, which means drops of perspiration in the accusative plural. So drops of perspiration caused by heat.
And that it means, you know, it comes from the root jan, to means to be born. It's born of heat, caused by heat.
Oh, right.
And just, you'll see that added on to nouns frequently.
Okay.
Born of heat or caused by heat. Jan ja. Jan becomes ja. It's a forethought manepada. Jan, to be born, to be produced, literally. It's more than cause. It's to be born and to be produced. Mm-hmm. And it's a fourth, I think, atmanepada, because jan jayate, is born, is produced. Mm-hmm. But then that jan takes the form of ja and can be added on to a noun, and it means born of whatever the noun is, produced by whatever the noun is. Okay. So here it's produced or born of heat, caused by, and you can say caused by heat because it has the right sense, but I just want you to know what the root actually is.
And then the last word is achamati. And that is from, that's a plus the verb cham. And it means to sip, to drink, or to remove. And it's present third person singular. So I just said it removes the drops of perspiration caused. So this cold wind in the sky removes the drops of perspiration caused by heat from your face. Or from your face. On your face.
Born of heat.
Born of heat.
It removes the drops of perspiration on your, the drops of perspiration that are born of heat, caused by the heat. But it removes the drops of perspiration that are on your face. And the those drops of perspiration were born of or produced by the heat. But you're seeing them on the face. And in Sanskrit, you know, they, you can say, acham. It does often mean, you know, to drink. I'm just saying that this, but that can be used. You can say remove in the sense of drinking, but in Sanskrit they use that kind of poetry a lot, where the wind is drinking, you know, the perspiration from you. It's being nourished by it, drinking.
Does it also mean licks, or is that another verb that we have later?
That's another verb.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of got that it had that sense of it, like
that poetry.
Yeah,
that comes all of the time. Oh wait,
it does
mean to lick a fire. I just
because it shows up later as licking.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But so yeah, so I thought that was kind of sweet.
It licks it up. Yeah. I was thinking of something else. Now let me look and see where
it shows up with the peacock.
Yeah,
licking the water out of the tree. Yeah.
His first meaning for it is to look up.
Yeah.
Then he has to drink.
Okay. Good. Very good. Everybody clear on it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it, Keith?
I am Shita. Akasha Vayuhu.
Akasha Vayuhu.
If you're going to do the sandhi, then say, I am Shita.
I am Shitaha. Akashavayuhu.
Akashavayuhu.
Tava Mukhe. Garamajan. Svedalavan.
Svedalavan.
Achamati.
Nadataha simhasya svanam shrutva yata sarve rigash wait rigash tras mega riga riga strasam strasanku.
There's a sandhi there, you're just reading it without it.
Right. Riga Rigaha.
Migaha.
Migaha. I have to look at my notes. Migaha Tasanti.
Yeah,
Tasanti. Tataiva and Vima Vimasya Shabdam Shrutva Sarve yoga yoga atrasya. Okay. So nadata is a PAP from nut, class one, lion. Simhasya is of the lion. Simha is a masculine noun, genitive, singular.
And so nadataha, you took it in what case?
As a present active participle, as masculine accusative plural.
But simhasya is in genitive.
Right.
So why would it be masculine accusative plural?
Because I thought that it. I guess it isn't, but I mean, I think I have a translation that makes sense, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, let's see it then.
Okay. I don't know why I wrote that.
Okay.
But it's a PAP, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so. Right, so I don't know why I said that. So simhasya is of the lion. Svanam is masculine noun for svana, which is an accusative singular, which means noise or roar. Shutva is. I guess you call it an indeclinable gend, after hearing.
Having heard.
Having heard. Yata is...
Yata.
Yata.
Shrutva, yata.
And then sarve is the nominative plural all. And then we have just two words joined together, rigaha, which is the masculine noun, nominative plural for the animals or the forest animals or the deer.
Try to elongate your uhs long ahs. Mrigaha. There's a difference, you know. The short, it goes like the short and this is in the sutras. The short is pronounced
okay.
The long ah is ah. So it's not it's ah.
Okay.
And in one's called samvrita, the actual way it's made in throat, the short is samvrita. And then the long is vivrita. So you can see the difference.
It's like you're opening your throat up too.
Vivrita means to open, samvrita means to constrict.
Okay.
So with those two, it's not with it with E, they're all vivrita. All the others are vivrita, they're all open. So E E U U. But for it's ah.
Okay,
that'll make a difference. Yeah.
Okay, so
Migaha,
is again masculine noun, plural, nominative plural for the animals, forest animals. And then the next word is trasanti, which is from the root tras, class one. And I guess this is third person present plural. They tremble. And then tataiva is tata plus eva, which means in the same way. And then vimasya is can be either an adjective or it can be the noun for bhima.
Here it is the noun for bhima because
this is bhima shabd.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a genitive singular then
is
a masculine noun.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next word is shabdam, which is Shabda, masculine noun,
mm-hmm.
a voice or a word, accusative singular. Shrutva, va is gerund, indeclinable.
Shrutva.
Shrutva. Shrutva. After hearing or upon
having heard.
Having heard. We got really used to it.
Oh, you got used to saying the after?
With more, or, yeah. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Both were, I just got used to it, but I would try to do having heard. And that's from Shru, class 5. Sarve is all, not at a singular.
Mm-hmm.
Yodha, da, is...
after the sarga.
Yodha is the nominative, masculine nominative plural.
Mm-hmm.
The warriors. And then Atrasyan is the imperfect third person plural of tras, the root tras again, they trembled. Okay, so I have, just as all the forest animals tremble after hearing the sound of the roaring of the lion, so do all warriors tremble upon hearing the voice of Bhima.
Well, it's right. The only thing is with that, Nedataha is adjectival to Simha, genitive. Because it's a present participle.
Okay,
so, having heard the swanam,
right.
The noise or the roar, the noise,
right.
Sound, of the lion who is roaring. This is genitive, adjectival.
Genitive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the
see, if,
is genitive?
If, yeah, it's genitive, adjectival.
As a present active participle?
Mm-hmm. The lion who is roaring.
Okay, hold on. I just want to make sure I understand this because I'm a little crazy about this.
And notice also, you don't want a present participle as the accusative. The accusative is swanam.
Mm-hmm.
Having heard the swanam means the great sound or the roar. You don't want to use roar twice in English.
Right.
You know, cause of, yeah. So having heard the sound of the roaring lion.
Right.
See, the lion,
yeah.
There, you're hearing the sound. And that's the sound that you're hearing, this big, huge noise that you're hearing is caused by the lion who is roaring. Right?
Right.
The lion is doing the act of roaring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being used adjectivally.
Okay, I understand that. So
yeah.
it's a genitive.
It's a genitive.
Okay, yeah.
The lion who is roaring. Just as all of the deer tremble, right? Just as all of the deer tremble or are afraid, having heard the sound of the lion roaring. Similarly, having heard the sound of Bhima's voice, right? The utterance of Bhima's voice, Bhimasya Shabdam, all of the warriors tremble. What they're trying to show you here. Did you notice what they're trying to teach you here with the verb?
Yes. Sorry, I'm just still trying to make sure I understood that generative thing.
Okay.
Just not that used to these endings. Okay. Yes, that is trust. Oh, guess the addition of ya. There's
well,
the
it's number two.
In the book.
On page one, number two. Trust is one of those verbs that take either the first or the fourth. And that's important to know. You can get confused by that. Because they're... Brosh and blosh are opmanapita, the rest are parasmaipita, but they all take the first and the fourth. And then they give another one, truth, that takes the fourth and the sixth.
Right. So it just means you'll find it in different ways.
You'll find it in different
so
ways.
The thing that's
and they have the same meaning.
Of the Y then, right?
Yeah, that's the fourth. Yeah.
That's the fourth. Okay.
Right. You turn on some. Want to read it, Kiki?
Sorry?
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Nadataha Simhasya. Nadataha Simhasya. Svanam Shudra. Svanam Shudra. Yatha sarve.
Yatha sarve.
Mrigastra samti.
Mrigastra samti.
Mrigaha trasanti.
Mrigaha trasanti.
Tathaiva.
Tathaiva.
Vimasya shabdam shutva.
Vimasya shabdam shutva.
Sarve yodha atrasyam.
Yodhaha.
Sarve yodhaha atrasyam.
Sarve yodhaha atrasyam.
Ownership is when you. We're doing really well.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
Back to the present active participle, nadataha.
Yeah.
Just to make absolutely sure. Okay, so that's the genitive singular. So if you were translating, you said it's okay to say of the lion who is roaring. You
right.
Could also say of the roaring lion.
Absolutely.
Right? Same thing, right?
Same thing.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, same thing.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
I can attempt this. That's fine. So, gaganam adhyama rudhasya.
Actually, let me help you with that. Gagana madhyam arudhasya.
Oh, it's not gaganam. Okay.
Gagana madhyam arudhasya. So, gagana madhyam is going to be a compound.
It's in the middle of the sky.
Yeah.
Gaganam madhyam arudhasya. Madhyam, okay. Sarituhu prachandena tapena klantoyam shikhi sarorala vale sthitam shita mudakam paryaktam achamati. So gaganam madhyam is, okay, so that's the compound, and gaganam madhyam is then, but the case is, madhyam is the middle, is it, it sounds
it's just the middle of the sky.
The middle of
gaganam
the sky.
Madhyam. Arudhasya savituhu, so.
Arudhasya is a genitive, sounds like a genitive singular ending. For Arud, which I don't know what.
Arud means to ascend or to mount. Like you use Arud like to mount a horse. In Sanskrit, you also use it like to mount a quality, like to become an expert in yoga. You mount yoga, right? So it has that sense of becoming an expert, mounting on something. But here it's just the sense of ascended. It's ascended into the. It's ascended to the middle of the sky.
But it's used in the genitive. So
well, why? Because it's going to be...
Okay, so Savituhu. Savituhu. Actually, I...
Savitra means sun. Savitra.
So Savitra is sun, and so the Savituhu ending is the something that they went through that I mean.
Well, if you were to decline a ra ending noun, what
oh,
would
be... Oh, matra. So it would be...
like pitra.
Yeah, pitra, would be... Actually, I don't remember what it is. It's a singular... it's in the first column. I don't... Oh, well, is it genitive, maybe?
Yeah, and you've got a hint there
right.
Because of the arudhasya.
Right, so the it would be off the sun.
Yeah.
Of the sun... The ascending of the sun into the middle of the sky, so the interval
well, would be of the sun, which has ascended.
Oh, because of the odd, because of the odd. So
he has two genitives.
Right.
It's the sun that has ascended. The past passive participle aruda is adjectival to sun.
Okay.
So of the sun, which
that
has ascended,
ascended
to the gaganamadhyam, to the middle of the sky.
Prachandena.
Prachanda means very hot or fierce. Fiercely.
Okay, so this is instrumental.
Prachandena, tapena.
Oh, so the heat, intense heat. So they are both instrumental singular. Klanta is calamity, I think.
No.
Sorry.
Klanta comes from words that this is one that you have to learn where plum takes a long ah. There's a bunch of words that are like that. Plum means to be fatigued or tired. It's number two.
Glum, right, tired.
Mm-hmm.
Both. Okay, they both take one. So this would be in the. Klantaha would just be the nominative or accusative singular, then? No.
Plum becomes quanta. Yeah, klantaha is what? Past passive participle.
Past passive participle, so that'll just be in the nominative or accusative. Singular?
Well, it's not going to be accusative.
No, so nominative singular.
Yeah. So, fatigued or exhausted.
Right. So.
Prachandena talking.
So right. So, the. Okay, so then we carry on and see if that can make sense. Prachandena tapena klantaha ayam. Ayam is just the plural nominative.
I am.
Right, but nominative.
Not plural.
Oh, I am is just this, right?
Yeah.
Why is it I am?
Klantoho, klantoyam, klantaha, I am. Don't you have an avagraha there?
Not in the one I was looking for.
Ooh, it should say klantoyam. Klanto, avagraha, yam. Klantaha, I am. So, ayam shikihi.
Okay.
Shiki. You see?
Mm-hmm. Is shiki a plant or a branch?
Peacock. It comes from peacock. Shikin. And
so
shiki
is
the nominative plural.
Right, this is just
singular.
Singular.
From
right.
Shikin.
Right. Shikihi.
So, ayam shikin. No. Shikin is the substantive.
Right,
shiki.
So shiki.
There's no pasarga. An in ending takes long e, shaki.
Okay, so
right?
Shaki is just, so then, I am shaki is this peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am shaki.
Right, prachandena tapena klantaha, I am shaki.
Right, so this tired peacock, he's tired by the...
Yeah, this peacock,
Who is tired by the intense, fierce heat of the sun.
You could say exhausted.
Was exhausted.
By the
fierce heat.
The sun.
Of the sun, right?
Gagana Madhyam.
Which has it ascended to the middle of the sky as it's afternoon. Taro Rala Vale. So this will be. Taro Rala Vale. Is that Taroho?
Taru, the word Taru means. What? You know what Taru means?
Pond?
Tree. Taru is a tree. So here.
I see. So Taroho will be. Taroho will be genitive singular.
Mm-hmm.
So off the tree. Taroho. Then Alavale is in the shade?
No, Alavale is a. Like it's a base around the tree where there's water is collected. Like a water basin that will circle at the tree.
And so
all
this is
all
in the locative singular. So in the water basin off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Stitham stands, I think.
Abiding or just placed there.
Stitham. Shitam udakam. Shitam is cold, and this will be in the accusative singular. Udakam.
Shitam udakam.
Shitam udakam, udakam.
Water.
Shitam. Oh, in the cold.
In
so
the cold
that
water.
Would be the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Pariyaptam, I think pariyaptam is to get. To
pariyaptam here is just. Op means to gain or to get, but
right.
Pari means to gain fully. So it means to be.
To
your heart's content is the idea. To be fully, completely satisfied.
And so this. Again, pariyaptam will be in accusative singular.
As an adverb. Pariyaptam achamati.
And then ajamati, I think we just did before, is just removes, right?
So no, it means to lick or to
drink. To lick off like that.
Or to drink. You could say drink here.
Mm-hmm.
Better than lick, maybe. The wind is better lick at lick.
So this will be again in third person, tita and in the third singular. So the peacock who is tired by the intense heat of the sun, which has risen to the middle of the sky, goes to the water basin.
No, not goes to.
Oh no, not goes to.
That
sorry, is.
To take like this, the shiki, the peacock, achamati pariyaptam. He drinks to his heart's content. What? Then read backwards.
Okay, so the peacock drinks to his heart's content the water that is collected
the
cold water that is collected in the tree. And the peacock will be peacock comma, and then all the description who's tired by the intense heat of the sun which has risen to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And stitta means that's just where it is.
Amazing, you did that with that.
No, Carol helped me completely. I didn't do it.
But you know, if you've got a tree, this is the water around the tree. It's the water which is stittam there.
Right.
Just saying the water which is there.
Oh, the water is stittam.
The cold
water.
No.
Is standing there.
The cold water is stittam. It's placed there in this water basin of the tree. We don't have really. I don't know this word even. I know what it means, but I don't know what it is in English. The olive ole.
Mm-hmm.
It means that there's like a basin of water collected around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So that cold water that is placed there in the olive ole of the tree, right? So the peacock drinks to its full satisfaction. Does everybody get this?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, let's read it. And we'll take
Gaganamadhyam.
Gaganamadhyam.
Arudhasya. Arudhasya. Savituhu. Savituhu. Prachandena.
Prachandena.
Papena.
Papena.
Klantoyam.
Klantoyam.
Shikhi.
Shikhi.
Taro Ral Vale. Stitam.
Stitam.
Shitam Udakam. Pariyaptam Achamati.
Good. Let's take a little stand up there before we do the next few sentences. Here we go. This turn is good?
Number 7.
Nidage.
Alchaihi api. Toyahi. Malakarena.
Malakarena.
Malakarena. Ya. Taroho. Pushtihi. Virachate. Sa. Kiman. Alpani api?
Kim.
Kim.
Anopani.
Api.
Anopani? Anopani.
Anopani. Toyani. Vishwato. Vikirata. Varidena.
Vikirita.
Vikirata.
Varidena.
Varidena.
You just turn that water off. Did everybody get their refill?
Yes.
Okay.
Janayitum Shakya.
Janayitum, right? Janayitum Shakya. Not Janai. Janayitum.
Janayitum.
Yeah.
Shakya.
Yeah.
Nidage, which is locative singular,
in the summer. Avpaihi is instrumental plural, meaning a little or a few, or by, with, or through a little or a few. And then api, even, I think, here. And toyoho.
Toyahi.
Oh, sorry, toyahi. Instrumental plural. It's neuter, and it's by, with, or through water. And ma la karena, which is instrumental singular for a gardener, by with and through a gardener. So it's saying in the summer, even with a little water.
Good, even with a little water. That's
by
right.
A gardener or. Okay. And then we have ya, and I think it's which. It's from ya. It's feminine nominative singular here. And taroho, or would that be torohu?
Taroho.
Taroho.
But tarauhu. If it's ao, the visarga will take hu. But if it's o, it'll be oho.
Okay.
So oho, aohu.
Taroho, which is from taru, which means tree.
Taru, short.
Taru, which is either ablative or genitive, and it's tree. And I think it's ablative for the tree.
Well, that's genitive, right? Well,
yes.
What if you said like taroho pushtihi? Ya taroho, yeah, genitive.
Yeah. And pushtihi is nominative singular, feminine for nourishment. And then vira chepe is v and raj. Which means to arrange or effect.
Yeah.
Present third person singular. Atmanekana. So.
Is it present or passive? I mean, it's the passive.
I think it's present. Atmanepada. And that verb, that's one of those verbs that has a ya added in there. It's number.
Okay. So it's not the passive system present third person.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's just rich. Let's see where it falls.
I'm looking it up too. I know what you're asking.
It's on the list.
I mean, that was my question. I didn't know.
But you might be right, because you could talk about that.
Rutch would be to arrange, to effect, but it doesn't.
It's not on our list?
No, it's there. Page 7.
Via Rutch.
No, I mean, is it under our, in the sutras? Is it one of the
irregulars? Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Where we add a ya to it. But, oh no, it's class 10. Class 10 adds a ya.
So that's
it.
Right.
So it's present.
Johnston would add a ya.
Yeah, so it's just present.
Well, it's definitely present, but she's asking whether
it's... Is it the present system or the passive system?
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's going to have an
irregular. I don't know how I would know that. Except, I guess, context? Is that how... I guess I just don't.
Well, I guess it could be passive.
Sen's
going to
add
here.
Oh, yeah. Sen's going to add. Oh, yeah.
Right, so then. Is it? Oh, yeah, but this is a short show. Right.
Well, what happens when you make a
passive
out of a class 10 verb? How is it on?
Oh.
How has it changed?
It's just the ayah becomes ya, the same. But the difference is that this isn't a kiruch, is it? Class 10, is it?
That's what I have.
Oh, maybe it is.
Written down.
But it would still, it would look the same as a passive.
Okay, so they would look identically
the same.
So
the question would arise, which one is it in the translation?
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be passive, because we have...
Is brought about.
Brought about by a gardener.
Yeah.
That's what I took
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It should be passive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, Virginia.
Well, I don't know.
No, you were right. See? I did it. Okay, let's look.
I just wanted to be sure that that question would come up then, because it could be either, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how it is, it's not one or the
it'll
other.
It'll be
the translation.
Spelled exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah, just to kind of translate.
Yeah, okay, here we are. Did you look in Anton? Because I'm not with Anton, in Opte. Viruch, ten ubaipada, okay?
Yeah.
To arrange, to compose, to put together, to effect, to produce, to cause. And so that's the active meaning.
Okay.
Tenth guna. Virachite is going to be the passive form.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe while you're thinking in the tenth guna, when the tenth guna takes the passive, it'll still take the ya, it'll take the abhane for the endings. But if it's taken guna, or the ahas are elongated, that will stay. Whereas in the other gunas, the other gunas, the first, fourth, and sixth, any changes that it goes into making an active, like for instance, bud becomes bod, bodhati, takes guna.
Mm-hmm.
But in the passive, budyate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the tenth guna, chur becomes chor, chur to steal becomes chor,
mm-hmm.
choriyati.
Mm-hmm.
Or choriyate, they're usually bipada.
Mm-hmm.
But in the passive, it's not choriyate, it's choriyate.
Okay.
So the tenth guna acts a little bit differently than the other gunas.
Actually, if this were to be present third person singular of the tenth guna, then the chur would not be a half chur, it would be a full chur because of the addition of the aya, right?
That's right,
it would be virachayate or
virachayate because it's ubayapada. Virach is tenth ubayapada.
What does ubayapada mean?
It takes either parismaipada or atmanapada. So you have parismaipada, atmanapada,
right.
Ubayapada. Ubayapada means it can take either parismaipada or atmanapada. So for virach, it's tenth ubayapada.
Mm-hmm.
Virachayati, virachayate. But if we do the passive, it's only going to be virachyate.
Okay, so there is a difference in how it is. So it has to be that.
It has to be passive. It cannot possibly be the...
It can only be passive.
...the third person present singular because the chur is half, right?
That's right.
Okay.
So this is definitely passive.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would be virachayati or virachayate.
Mm-hmm. Then it would just be cha. You'd have an A after that.
Because what's the guna sign for the tenth?
Aya.
Aya. What's the guna sign for the first? Fourth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sixth?
Yeah, we don't really.
We don't know this stuff.
We really need to study it, Carol. This took us hours. I mean, it took me hours to do this, and it's just we really need to. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I don't have it.
Yeah,
memorized.
We don't have it memorized. We were given sheets, and then we would just like go back to them for
our
translation.
So what we do? I mean, like we're just trying to find this. We've got, we're just trying to remember which ones are different.
We have to memorize this.
I
and when I don't mind going over it for you.
We'd love to go over it.
Do you want to go over too?
Sure.
Good. Maybe we can do a little review next week along with our sentences and do that for a while because this, once it's explained, you can just memorize it now.
I'd much rather because otherwise I'm getting mixed up.
Yeah, because we're already,
otherwise this will be too overwhelming.
It is kind of already. I mean, I'm feeling like a little bit overwhelmed. It's good though. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad overwhelm, but it is. It's taking a huge amount of time just to do this.
Yeah.
But,
I think that would be really great if we could do that.
Well, let's see if we can make it through at least this sentence 7.
Sure.
Okay. This wonderful sentence 7. Okay, so it's passive. So if I just look at what's been said, so in the summer, even a little bit of water...
With even
a little bit of water provided or being affected.
They push the e-virachite. The nourishment is brought about, is done, is produced, right?
Even a little bit of water.
Even by a little bit of water.
By a little bit of water, providing, affecting nourishment.
No, virachite is passive, and it's the verb that goes with pushtihi, which is the nominative. So the nourishment, which nourishment of the tree, virachite, is brought about? What?
Which is brought about.
By the gardener.
By the gardener.
With even a little bit of water.
With even a little bit of water.
You see it? In the hot summer.
Okay, let me just make a quick note. Nourishment is brought about by the gardener with even a little bit of water in the summer. And then we have sa, which is that. Saw, knowledge of singular. And then I had a hard time breaking this up, but I think what you said, this is Kim, mm-hmm. and then it's Analpani?
Analpani. Apitoyani. Not a little, right?
Not a little, okay.
It means a lot.
Analpani, I see.
Okay.
Toyani.
Some. And Kim is some, right?
No, Kim is asking a question here.
Okay. And then we have Upi. Analpani is accusative plural. Not mm-hmm. a little. And then water again.
Mm-hmm.
Toyani in accusative plural.
Right.
Vishvato, or let's
Vishvataha.
Vishvataha, which is an adverb meaning in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
Vikirataha.
Vikirita.
Oh, that's right. There's no visarga there. Vikirata, and that's a passive participle from kr.
Present active.
Present active.
It's present active.
Adjectival to body dana. Kirita. The a ending, instrumental singular. Kirita. Vadidena. This is where a present active is being used adjectivally to a noun. Mm-hmm. What is vadiga? Vadidena.
It's scattering.
Vadi.
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 And da means clouds. To give that which gives water.
Oh, the clouds. I
yeah.
see.
Like, remember we had ja, that which it is produced by heat. We had dharmaja. This is vadi.
This is
da, that which gives water. It's named for cloud.
Vadi is water?
Vadi is water.
Oh, okay.
So with the da, but wait a minute, with the da, it means that which gives water, which
yeah.
is the name for a cloud.
Right.
So body dana, by the cloud, right. By the one that gives water, it's named for a cloud.
Like dawn, is that the same, like vadi? Oh, no, maybe not. Dana and dawn are quite, they're not related, right? Like dawn is also to give something.
Yeah, that's it, they're related, absolutely.
Oh, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, same thing. Dana means giving, comes from the same root. So,
okay, so
by the cloud, which is sprinkling, vidikita. I mean, vikirita. A lot of water everywhere, right?
A lot of water everywhere.
Vishvataha.
Mm-hmm.
By the cloud,
mm-hmm.
which is vikirita,
oh, yes.
sprinkling. Analpani api toyani.
Oh, not a little, which means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a little. Oh, I get it.
And then fish with the hoe everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. Okay. And jana yitum,
mm-hmm.
which is to cause, to bring about.
Mm-hmm.
Infinitive from jan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Infinitive.
Uh-huh. And then shakya, which is nominative singular.
Right.
Feminine is the possible, or what's possible?
Yeah, but with Kim Shakya, and note the Shakya is feminine, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So what's it going back to? This is a potential
part. It's
going
back to the nourishment.
Exactly. So Kim saw Pushtihi Shakya. Can that nourishment, can the nourishment which the gardener gives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can that be brought about by a cloud? Is a cloud able to produce that? Can the nourishment which the gardener
uh-huh.
produces with just a little water,
uh-huh.
can that be done, can that be accomplished by a cloud?
Scattering.
With scattering water everywhere. Can the nourishment of a tree which the gardener produces in the hot summer with even a little water,
uh-huh.
can that nourishment be produced by a cloud which is scattering a lot of water, even a lot of water, everywhere?
Doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, sure it does. Because what they're saying is the gardener has only a little bit of water, but he places all of that water around the basin of the tree.
Oh,
and so that tree gets enough water. But what about a rain cloud? The rain cloud is scattering water everywhere. Will that tree get as much nourishment from that rain cloud as it does from the gardener?
Who gives even a little bit?
But getting all of it to the...
I see. So the answer is no.
The answer is thoughtful.
Yeah.
Can it?
Well, it depends. If it's pouring right on the tree, it's so... Yeah.
But it says sprinkling.
So then, Kim Shakya is just basically referring back to that nourishment?
Yeah.
So how...
Can the nourishment... So it's the Shakya is in the feminine.
Right.
So the nourishment, which nourishment the gardener gives the tree, can that nourishment be affected, produced by the cloud, which sprinkles water, a lot of water everywhere.
Okay. So, but then the actual definition of Shakya is like...
Is it able, can?
Is it able, okay.
You could say, is it able to, can
it? Potential participle, is it? Okay.
So it has the passive sense, but the passive sense is going to go to Jenny Yatun. Is it able to produce? Can it produce?
Okay.
Shek Jenny Yatun, Shakya. So we would say...
Is Shakya actually a potential participle
Yeah.
here? Okay, so
it
it's
is.
Not really an adjective.
No, well, it's got to be adjectival.
It is adjectival, but it's really...
Not an adjective,
okay.
Yeah. It's part. So if you have Ya Pushtihi, feminine, Pushtihi, so which nourishment then is brought about but produced by the gardener? Okay. Can that nourishment, now we go ta pushtihi, can that nourishment be brought about? Shakya janiyatum. And the kim is making it a question. So can that be brought about by the cloud, right? Which is sprinkling a lot of water everywhere. And Kim is not translated in there. It just makes it into a question.
Okay.
It can be what or why. How is usually katam.
Katam.
No, we're going to stop now. So, but let's stop and talk for a minute. Now, say for the next time, I'll spend some time going over the first 4, 6, 10 and passive.
Okay.
For you, so you might look in your Antoine and study the first 4, 6, 10 and the passive.
Okay.
You know, and then I'm going to explain it. That could take 20 minutes, half an hour, take half the class.
Yeah.
So that being so, we've already done the first number 8 and 9, that first one. So we'll start there, but we'll start there. And where would you like to go to, realistically? Probably to the bottom of the page. How many? There'll be 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody has to do one. Let's do it like that. Not counting the first one. It's already done. 1, 2, 3, 4.
After Yava.
To the bottom of page 3? Or you want to try for more?
No.
Okay, we'll go to the bottom. So we'll start with Kshatriya, which we've worked on, and go to the bottom of the page, the last line being the Natalu. Nakalu. Nakalu. Okay?
Kshatriya we didn't do.
We haven't done it.
Right.
We haven't done it.
I was in the wrong book. Okay.
Oh.
I'm looking at the wrong book. Okay.
So bottom of page 3,
yeah.
That last line, that you know.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong book.
Yeah.
The bottom has 3 more sentences.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Wait,
what? Okay.
So that'd be good. Then we can do that. Catch up on that grammar.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah. Great.
It'll give you a chance also to study it in Antoine.
Yes.
I'm also trying to, I just don't have a lot of time right now, but I'm trying to write all of these out, write out all of the verbs, the conjugation, the unusual form they take and make sure that I have them memorized. I'd really like to. I don't have all of this vocabulary.
That's why I spent a lot of time on this week, was writing it all out myself, because it's just, you didn't really learn this well, so I figured I needed to orient it and write it.
Yeah, that's exciting to really make it your own. That's fun. Let's say a prayer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.